Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gordon pushes back on budget cuts and State of the State address. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Governor Mark Gordon opened Wyoming's 2026 legislative session on Monday with a clear message for lawmakers: restore key pieces of his proposed budget. According to Cowboy State Daily, Gordon entered the chamber to sustained applause as he urged legislators to reverse deep cuts made by the Joint Appropriations Committee, including reductions to the University of Wyoming, state employee pay, and economic development programs. He warned that repeatedly saying no to investment could put Wyoming at a disadvantage as it competes with other states for jobs and industry. According to Wyoming Public Media, the governor also defended the Wyoming Business Council, which faces possible defunding, and again called for $250 million to be placed into the Permanent Mineral Trust Fund as a long-term investment.
Which is why I'm calling on the legislature to work with me to rejuvenate, renovate, and reimagine the Wyoming Business Council. A task force may be the right way to do that. In the end, the talk of killing the business council has already put a chill in the air, a close for business sign, if you will. And our competitive neighbors are already salivating. Let us not feed their ambition.
On social issues, Gordon urged lawmakers to pursue a constitutional amendment allowing the legislature to restrict abortion following a recent Wyoming Supreme Court ruling. That call drew a standing ovation from Republicans, while Democrats remained seated. The Conservative Freedom Caucus held a press conference after the governor's speech, emphasizing lower state spending, election integrity bills, and social issue priorities, including abortion restrictions and concerns about the University of Wyoming, underscoring the ideological divide at the Capitol. House Appropriations Chair John Bair said Gordon is clinging to years of expanding budgets and ignoring pressure on Wyoming taxpayers. With Wyoming lawmakers now debating the next budget draft, the speech sets the tone for a contentious four-week session for the Wyoming legislature in Cheyenne. State fines Sweetwater County School District out of compliance in special education case. A Rock Springs mother is calling for accountability after a state investigation found Sweetwater County School District No. 1 is out of compliance with federal special education rules. According to Cowboy State Daily, the case stems from a January 2024 incident involving the special needs child of Rachel Seppi, who says her fourth grader was left unsupervised at school for an extended period of time. Seppi filed a complaint with the Wyoming Department of Education, calling the situation unsafe and neglectful. Last month, the department issued a decision finding the district violated student confidentiality and parental participation requirements under federal law in multiple cases, including the Seppi's. The ruling requires corrective action and state-monitored training. Seppi is now calling for a public censure and apology from the school board chairman, Cole Wright, the same official who publicly censured her husband, former trustee Cole Seppi, before his resignation in late 2025. District Superintendent Joseph Libby says the district disputes the state's findings and has requested reconsideration, adding the decision is not final. State Superintendent Megan Degenfelder says while local control is preferred, the state will step in when necessary to protect students and families. The district remains under state monitoring as the dispute continues. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.